First thing we're going to talk about is why keywords are important and why should we analyze the keywords and make sure that we've got good keywords. We're going to kind of go through the steps of getting good keywords. The first step is to build what's called a seed list, and we'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about finding keywords, and we will actually demonstrate how you can do that. Then we're going to talk about after you find a huge list of words, then we need to weed it down to a small number of keywords that we're going to pick the best ones out of that list. And we're going to do that by comparing the number of searches versus the competition. And then we're going to talk about an exciting topic, grizzly bears or chipmunks, which I think is an exciting topic and helps to explain this a little bit better. So let's first talk about why do we want to analyze our keywords? Why is that important? If you look at the Internet and some of the statistics of the Internet, some important facts come out. If we look at all the websites on the Internet, and there are, gazillions of websites on the Internet, pretty much the majority of the traffic, according to statistics, over 80% of the traffic that goes to those websites on the Internet comes from the search engines. Okay, so if you've got 80% of your traffic coming from search engines, then that's going to be a pretty important thing that you should pay attention to in promoting your website and in making your website successful. And because the majority of that comes from search engines. People need to find your website. When you think about, I was talking with someone the other day and I said, you know, it's like going out on a beach. And there's so many websites, and your website is one grain of sand on that beach, and you want people to find you. And if you just blend in with all the rest of the sand on that beach, you're not going to be very successful. So you've got to do some things to differentiate yourself or separate yourself from the rest of the sand on that beach so people can actually find you. This is the way that 80% of the websites are found is off the search engines. So that's a pretty important thing to pay attention to. So let's first look at search engines and just kind of break down how they work and how keywords fit into this. So I put up on your screen a sample of a search on Google. Of course, Google's the biggest search engine out there. And so if we want to pay attention to the biggest traffic generator on the Internet, it's probably Google. It's a good place to take a look at. So let's break down this search. We've typed in a search here for dog food, and this is the search results that it's given back to us. Okay. If you look at the next screen here, I've marked out in yellow two different areas of this screen. If you look across the top here, this is paid advertising. Okay, so the listings that are shown here and down the right-hand side of the screen are all paid advertising. Now, the way that you can get your website listed in that paid advertising area is through pay-per-click advertising. And essentially what you do is you sign up for an account and you bid on keywords, and you say that you're going to pay a certain amount for keywords, and depending upon how your bids compare to the other competitors, that depends upon where you show up on this part of the search. Now, a keyword is really the search words that are typed in. If you look at somebody, what are they searching for? Okay, up here we've typed in dog food. We actually forgot to put a space in, but we've typed dog food. That's the keyword. And so in developing keywords, you've got to think, what do your potential customers type into the search engine and search on? That's what the keyword. And so you want to make sure that when your customers, your potential customers, type in that search, you come up on the screen. Again, you can show up in the paid area, or if you want to show up in the main area of the search, this is called organic listings. And these listings are ranked by Google. When Google's search engines go out and analyze websites, they determine from a number of different criteria which websites are going to be placed in the first position, the second position, and down to whatever number of positions there are. So if you're in the pay-per-click area that we talked about a second ago, you're going to bid on, and the person who pays the most money, and there's some other factors involved in that as well, it's primarily what you bid on it, that's going to determine where you appear on the page. And then if you're in the organic listing, we typically call that SEO or search engine optimization. That's going to determine where you show up in this listing. And keywords are critical in those two items. Another statistic that I think is critically important that you need to be thinking about is the fact that over 75% of the people that do a search on the search engine never go past the first page. What that's telling you is if your page, your website, is listed on page 3, 75% of the people are never going to get to you. If your web page is listed on page 2, 75% of the searchers are never going to get to you. So if you look at that, it drops off really fast the further back you are in the search engines. So what this is telling you is that you really need to be on that front page. Now, there are 10 websites listed on that front page, so you need to be in that top 10. And you need to, in order to get the most the most searchers to find your website. And so we're going to kind of give you the beginning of how you need to do that. And we've got another webinar that we've done entitled Search Engine Optimization Basics or SEO Basics, which goes into further detail about that and how you need to do that. But the very first part of that is selecting the right keywords, and that gets you started into being successful at that. So search engine optimization is really nothing more than playing King of Bunkers Hill. You've got all these websites out there, and they're all vying for top placement. I don't know if you played King of Bunkers Hill when you were a little kid, but we had a big dirt pile in our yard. And we'd get on the top of that hill and knock each other off, and then we'd go back to it again, and we'd play out there all day. I'm sure my mom was not too happy with the way our clothes looked when we came back. All we were doing was trying to push the guys off the top of the hill. And with this search engine optimization, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get yourself listed in that top 10. And what you've got to do is you've got to look at your competing websites, and you've got to push them down, because you want to take their spot on the top of that hill. You want to be in the top 10. Simply, search engine optimization is nothing more than playing King of Bunkers Hill for particular keywords. Then we're going to talk about, like I say, the basics of doing that. In the internet world, keywords are like the hub of the wheel. Everything rotates around that. Search engine optimization rotates around keywords. Those are critically important. They're the hub to the wheel, pay-per-click advertising. Even if you're out working in social media marketing, YouTube, putting YouTube videos out there, you really need to think about keywords, because the whole internet world really revolves around keywords. And so keywords should be at the center of your internet marketing strategy, and it's important to select the correct keywords, okay? Because you want to select keywords that are going to work for you and that are going to help make you successful. So let's talk about the basics of how to generate good keywords. The first thing that you want to do is you want to start with what I call a seed list. And that's going to be just, you know, you sit down and you kind of brainstorm, you say, okay, if I was my customer and I was typing in a search, what would I be looking for to find my product or my service? What would I be typing into the search engine? And so you can just sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil, and you can just make up this list. And it doesn't need to be huge, because I'm going to show you how to make it huge here in a second really easily. But you need to come up with some good basic seed list. Maybe 5, maybe 3, maybe 10, but just a good seed list of ideas that you have of what people are going to type in to get to your website, or what they would be typing in to find your product or service. Once you've got that list all created, and really you need to do this you want to start with your main page and work on that, but eventually you'll want to work through every page of your website, and you may want to have different keywords for every page on your website. You may want to create what's called landing pages, which are pages that are targeted at getting certain customers into your website and the place where they come to first. And you may want to pick certain keywords in different categories or different niches. this is something that you need to do probably more than once on an ongoing basis. You'll do this process for numerous pages. Once you've got your seed list developed, the best thing to do is to use a keyword generation tool. And what that keyword generation tool will do is it will take the key seed keywords that you've given it, and it will go out and it will look at other websites using that same keyword and see if they're looking for any other keywords. And so it will take that list of two or three or five, whatever you've got, and it will give you back a lot more keywords that are related to that or similar to that as well. And there are a number of different keyword tools out there. Probably one of the best is on Google, since Google is the biggest search engine out there and they produce most of the traffic. That's probably a good tool to use, is the Google keyword tool. Here is a picture of that tool, or screen capture of that tool. It's really a basic tool. I'm going to show you how to go beyond the information that you get on it, but this is a really good place to start to give you the basic information. So if you don't do anything else, at least use this basic Google tool to do that. So let me, I'm going to open up a window, and we're going to switch to a demonstration here so I can show you how to use that tool. And I can never remember, because the address is too long, it was on the previous screen. But the easiest way to find Google's keyword tool is to type in and do a search on Google for keyword tool. Now here, if I can type correctly, or keyword tools. Okay, so there's our search for keyword tools. And again, you can see up here we've got the area that has the paid advertising on the top. You can see it kind of highlighted there and paid down the side. But if you look at the very number one, and I wonder why Google's is number one, their Google keyword tool is right here. Google keyword tool from Google AdWords. So we click on that and it takes us to their keyword tool page. Okay, now let me explain something about this tool. You do not have to have a Google AdWords account in order to use this tool, but the number of keywords that it gives back to you will vary depending upon if you have a Google AdWords account. It's not hard to set up an account. It doesn't really cost anything initially. So if you set up a Google Keywords account, it gives you back a lot more keywords than if you just use it as a non-registered user. Really, probably either way, you're probably going to have more keywords than you need. And it's pretty simple to use. If you look up here, you can type in your word or phrase, and we're going to go back to our exciting phrase, dog food. Okay, and this time I'm going to put a space in it. So dog food. Now, if I was really doing this for a really website, I would have thought of my seed list, and I would have come up with, you know, maybe dry dog food, canned dog food, who knows what else, dog food for geriatric dogs, puppy food. So anyway, I would come up with that seed list. In this particular case, I'm just going to use one word, dog food, okay? And I'm not really going to put anything else in here. Now, the biggest hardest thing on this is for the very first time that you use it, you'll have to type in this code here. And, boy, it seems like they're getting harder and harder to read. So we've typed in the secret code so they know we're not a machine, or we know that we're a human that can hardly read it. And we do the search. And the wheels spin, and voila, it pops up, and it gives us this whole list. Now, I have not signed in as my Google AdWords account, so it just gives me the smaller number. I think it gives me like 100 or 200 if I'm signed in as my Google account. But so you can see we've got plenty here. And it gives us all kinds of keywords. So now we've got 100 keywords up here. And so I could get 200 if I had my account signed up. So now if you look down here, it's gone out and it's just kind of picked a whole bunch of them. And now what we need to do is we need to kind of take a look at those keywords and determine how we're going to look at it. It's giving us three pieces of important information here. The first thing that it's giving us is the keyword that we're talking about here. The next thing that it's giving us is the competition. How much competition is there? And then the third thing that it's giving us is the number of searches. Those are the basic things that we need to look at to analyze which of these keywords are going to be the best for us. So if I click over here on monthly searches, it will sort this list by the number of searches. So you can see, I don't know what it is, but EN, dog food, comes up with the most searches. And this is for in a month. Over the entire world, there were 2,240,000 searches for dog food, if you can believe that, which you should be able to, but and it goes down from there. And you can look at the, if you get cat, we're down to cat food here, we even pulled up cat food for us. You can see there were 673,000 searches on the internet for cat food. More people looking for dog food than cat food. One of the criteria that we want to do is we want to select keywords that have a large number of searches. And typically the more searches, the better. I always kind of look at this from a war scenario. You want to choose which hill you're going to take, which is of the most strategic value. If you've got a hill that has no strategic value, then it's not worth spending any time on taking that hill because it's not worth anything. In SEO, we don't want to spend our time going after keywords that, if we get it, aren't going to net any traffic to our website. We want to get websites that have a lot of traffic. Now, the rub to that, or the other side of the coin, is the competition. Typically, if you've got a site that has a high number of searches on it, it's going to also have a high number of competitors. And typically, when we look at the competition out here for these pages, it's going to really give us a rough estimate of what the competition is. It's going to say high, medium, or low, okay, and that's pretty general. Doesn't give us too much specific information about the searches. So one of the things that I do if I was going to do this, just at this level, is I would click on the competition column. Okay, now it's giving me from high to low. If I click on it again, it will reverse the sorting order, and it will give me from low to high. So now I can look here because I want to take a hill that doesn't have a big bully at the top, you know, or a whole bunch of big bullies at the top. I want to take a hill that's going to be easy for me to win. So I want to pick one of these that has low competition, high searches, and low competition. So now I look down this side, and I say, okay, of the low competition websites, which ones have the highest number of searches, okay? So I'm going to look over here, and I'm going to say, what do dogs eat? That has 246,000. If I look down here, bad dog food, that's definitely not a keyword I'm going to go after because it only has 720 searches. Besides that, I really wouldn't want myself to be associated with bad dog food. Okay, so I'm going to look at these. So I'm going to go through this list now, and I'm going to find all of the keywords. I'm going to find the top one, and I'm going to find the second one. Here's one for 60. Here's one for 22. So you can see my number one might be what do dogs eat. My number two keyword might be canned dog food. My number three keyword might be canned cat food. I'm not sure, you know. If I'm selling dog food, that may not be too applicable, so that I might have to throw that one out. And the next one down looks like 14,000. I got two of those, 14,000 for Burns dog food. No, Bums dog food. I don't know what that is. Anyway, and then we've got how much is dog food? Anyway, you want to look through this list and sort of weed it down. But the criteria that we're really talking about is low competition, and we're looking for high number of searches. Okay, you also, instead of doing global, you may want to look at local searches depending upon where you're shipping your product here. Okay, this gives you the basic tools for finding good keywords. Now, you can go beyond that, but if you just go that far, you've made a quantum leap forward from where a lot of people are. And let's talk a little bit more about what we're going through to do that, okay? Now, on that competition, it gives us low, medium, or high, okay? If you take that keyword phrase or keyword that it gives you on that page and you go back and you type it into Google, right under the where you type that in, it will tell you exactly how many pages you're up against. Okay, so for the word dog food without a space, there are 288,000 websites out there that are competing with me. So now I can take that competition number and I can, instead of being low, medium, and high, I can make it, I can actually give myself the actual number of competing websites out there. So that gives me a little more granularity on the competition side to see, you know, how many people I would be up against on the competition. Now, if you want to get into a little more detail than on that page, what you can do is you can actually create yourself a ratio. And you can do it on a spreadsheet or you can do it on a piece of paper with a calculator, or any way you want to do it. But you pick those top keywords and you write in one column the number of searches that you've got. Then you go out to the search engine and you find out exactly how many pages there are that you would be competing against. And then you can divide the number of searches by the competition, and that would give you a ratio. So now, as we look down through this, and we have the different ratios here, which one is probably the best keyword? Dog food has 100 or a million searches, and dry dog food only has 49,000, but dog food has much more competition. So as we look down through this, the best keyword to pick would be dry dog food. And the reason is because its ratio is 21.5. And so you can see it's heads and shoulders above the others based on the number of searches and the competition. And so this little ratio can help us to figure out, you know, which one is going to be the best. And the formula is down for that. You divide the searches by competition, and then to make the number a little bit bigger so you can actually compare it, you multiply it by 1,000. I'm not sure. One of the terms they use is KEI, and there are different little ratios you can do to figure that. But this is the basic way to try to figure out which of those keywords, you know, mathematically is going to be your best bet. Now, so once you've got that keyword list and you've kind of weeded out, you know, you may want to, like I say, weed it out really quickly. You don't want to play with cat food if you don't sell cat food, and some of those other things that, you know, things that don't really relate to what you're doing. You weed that list down, and then you just keep weeding it down as you look through your list and you find out which ones have the best ratio and that kind of thing. You want to weed it down, and really you don't want to go after, in my opinion, too many keywords for a web page. Typically you want to have one main keyword, and that's the one you're really going after. And if you just focus that one, and you know, you may want to look at two or three others that are, you know, that are not as important keywords, but you want to pick one that's your main keyword that you're going to go after. It's the main hill you're going to fight for, and you want to push people off of. Okay, and then maybe two or three others if you want, but don't try to go after too many keywords because you'll diffuse your efforts. So weed that list down to one main keyword and possibly two or three others, and we do that by analyzing things. Now, there's some other things that you can do to analyze it even in more detail. Well, one of the things that I want to recommend to you as far as weeding some off, don't mess with sites that don't have more than 80 searches per day. Okay, those are hills that are just not worth going after. So make sure that you've got a website that has more than 80 searches a day. On that other page, it's giving it to us by the month, so you can do the math, you know, multiply either, you know, divide the monthly by 30 and come up with, you know, how many there are per day. But don't typically, and you may need to adjust this, but typically we recommend not doing messing with site or with keywords that don't have at least 80 searches a day. On the other side of the coin, don't mess with sites or keywords, excuse me. Don't mess with keywords that have more than 30,000 competing websites. And you can do that manually with your calculator. You can figure that out from what we've shown you. Or there are actually some tools that will help do that for us. And sometimes if you've got keywords, you know, you may want to adjust these numbers a little bit, you know, and until you can pick up some keywords that you want to. But you can do these manually and just pick those, you know, one main keyword and then several other keywords. I want to introduce you to a little more detailed package. This is what we use here at EasyNet Tools. It's a software package called Market Samurai. And basically what it does is it interfaces into your Google AdWords account, and it will actually do the searches for you and then bring the data back and gives you much more data and much more ability to analyze that data critically and to really pick the keywords. You can do there's some things that this can do that you just is almost virtually impossible to do manually. The main keyword, you know, selecting keywords based on the number of searches versus the competition, the number of competition, you can do manually fairly easy, but this makes it a little bit easier for you. But then you can get into some more advanced things that are a little bit more difficult. And so what we want to talk about with that is the actual strength of the competitor, okay, because there are two sides of this coin. You've got one is the sheer number of competitors, and the other side of the coin is the strength of the competitor. And that's where we come to our grizzly bear versus our chipmunk. So now you're playing King of Bunkers Hill, and you're trying to decide. There are several hills out here, and you want to decide. They look like they're strategically good hills. Which one do you want to fight on? On the top of one hill, there is a mean, nasty, grumpy, angry grizzly bear sitting there just ready to chew somebody up. On the next hill, you've got 10,000 angry chipmunks just ready to bite. Okay, and on the third hill, you've got three chipmunks. Which hill are you going to go after? Unless you like being tore up and bitten, you're probably going to try to avoid the grizzly bear hill. So usually, most people I would talk to would want to go after the hill with just a few little chipmunks on it. When we look at our keywords, that's what we want to determine is not only the number, but also how strong they are. What would really be insane would be to attack a hill that had 50 grizzly bears on it. So how do we determine? I mean, Google will tell us really quickly how many there are, but it won't tell us how strong they are. And so that's why we use this Market Samurai software, because it will help us to determine the strength of the competitors for a particular keyword. And there are things that we look at to determine how strong they are. In search engine optimization, there are some basic elements that help make the site stronger. And these are things that you want to do to your website as well to make your website stronger. And the idea is to make your website stronger than the competition that's already at the top of the hill. So when you fight them, you win. The first thing that you want to look at is your on-site SEO elements. And like I say, when we go into the webinar SEO basics, we get into much more detail about these things and we talk about them in more detail. The first thing is that where you use the keywords in your pages. There are the number one most important place that you've got to have your keywords is in your title, the title of your website that appears at the top of the page. Critically important that your keywords are in that title. And like I say, we go into more detail. You need to have the keywords in a heading, H1 text or a heading somewhere on the web page. You need to have it in the description of the web page, and that works down. You know, where is it in there? Is it in the body text? I mean, there are other places where you need to have the keyword, and it depends upon the density of the keywords, how many you have on the page, and it depends on the keyword placement, how close they are, the proximity, keyword proximity, how close the keywords are to each other. If they're right next to each other, then you have good proximity. And we, like I say, we talk about all these things in great detail on that the other webinar. So that's one element of strength, on-site, where the keywords are on your web page. The other side of this coin is strength. And the search engine looks at the keywords on your page and, the popularity of your page. Okay, so off-site SEO elements are how many links do you have? How many links do you have? How many other websites are pointing to you that have a link to your website? The search engines not only look at how many of other websites point to your site, but they also give each of those pages what's called a page rank from 1 to 10. And so if you get a link from a page from a website or a web page that has a page ranking of 0, it's not incredibly helpful. It's better than nothing, but it's not nearly as good as having a page rank from or a link from a site that has a page rank of, say, 6 or 8. That they give you much more clout from having backlinks from those kinds of sites. So they what they're saying is you know, hey, if you've got some really good guys out here like your website, then they're going to give you a better placement on that hill. Okay, the other side of that is, too, is out there with social networking, which is becoming more and more important in what's going on the internet. You know, do you have links from Facebook sites? Do you have posts from those, and are those important sites as well? Do you have links from educational sites? Do you have a link from the DMOZ search directory? Do you have a link from Yahoo's directory? Those are things that are important as well. And so by manipulating these things, we can compare ourselves on how we do that. Okay, so in selecting our keywords, what we want to do is we want to look at the main competitors out there, usually the 10 guys, if we're trying to push them off the first page and get ours there, we want to look at these things on their site and then compare them to what's on our site to make sure that we're stronger than they are. Some other things that we'll look at is like the age of the domain name. If they have a much older domain name than you have, then that's a thing in their favor. If they have the keywords right in the domain name, that's a thing in their favor. So we need to look at these and determine which ones are grizzly bears and which ones are chipmunks. And again, this software package that we use will help show us which ones are the grizzly bears and which ones are chipmunks. So in this Market Samurai package, I've typed in a keyword, gave me the top 10 pages over here. And then it shows me which ones are grizzly bears. Okay, the grizzly bears are the websites that are in red. The chipmunks are the ones that are in green. So if you look at this particular search category, you can see that I've got some pretty stiff competition, but there are some areas that I can probably play. So if you look out here, you can see some of these have their domain name for 13 years, 11 years, and so that makes them strong. You can see this page rank that I talked about that Google assigns to the pages. Page ranks 4. Okay, but there's a 3 in here. And look right up at the top is a 2. The IC tells us, you know, how many pages they have in their website. Here's this website, which is, you know, probably understandable since it's Wikipedia, has got gazillions of web pages. And so, you know, we're probably not going to be able to compete with Wikipedia in that particular keyword category, because they're a pretty strong grizzly bear. They've got a domain name, 8 years old, a high page ranking, lots of pages on their websites. Then over here we're into the BLP and the BLD are backlinks. How many websites point to them? Okay, how many point specifically to the page that you're trying to do? So they've got 583 websites that point at this page, and they've got 74 million, big numbers for my brain, but big number pointing to their domain name or their website. Okay, so you can see that if you're trying to push Wikipedia off in this particular search, that's a pretty big grizzly bear, and he's probably pretty mean and hungry, so you don't want to mess with them. But you can see that there are some other positions, some other chipmunks on the hill, and maybe not chipmunks, but you know, smaller ones that you can push up the hill, because you can see that number one up here is only 3-year-old domain name. They're only a page rank 2. They've got 338 pages on their website. They've got 355 backlinks pointing specifically to that page, 718 pointing to their domain name. They don't have any educational backlinks at all. They're not registered in DMOZ. They're not registered in Yahoo. They do have the keywords in their title. They don't have it in their URL. They don't have it in their description. They don't have it in their heading. So if I wanted to look at this one, I would say, yeah, this is probably a keyword I could compare. But if you take the 4 or 5 keywords, this helps you to really determine even more which ones that you want to select, because you can see, I mean, if it's all red, man, that may be one you don't want to mess with, unless you're a big mean grizzly bear yourself and your page is really strong and you've got lots of links. You're not going to want to miss. If you've got one that's all green and it's got a lot of traffic to it, go for it. I'm not sure you'll find one anymore. Very rarely do I see, well, never. I've never seen one that was all green that actually had any traffic going to the hill. So, I mean, it's pretty competitive out there these days. So we just have to pick the least of the best of the worst. But you can analyze these things to this kind of detail. Then once you've selected those keywords, what you're going to do is you're going to go in and you know, okay, if I'm going to compete for this position, I probably, you've got to look at these important things. I do the on-page things because those are pretty easy. I'd put the keywords in my heading and my description, try to get them in my URL and my title. I'd go out, and if you want to submit to Yahoo, you actually have to, that's a paid listing. So you'd need to decide if you wanted to pay to have your website listed in the Yahoo directory. DMOZ is free, but it's a little bit harder to get into, and so you have to work with them to try to get your page listed in DMOZ. So you could do those things. The things that are seem to be more critical are really the number of searches that you have, or I mean the number of backlinks. Those are really important to make sure that you've got those. And so you can start working. You can see that, you know, you need to have at least 355 or so. Well, here's one as low as 73, but you need to start building your backlinks, and so you can track those. You can see with this tool as well, I put my web page up here that it was a brand new web page that I wanted to see how I was competing. You can see I only had 2 backlinks, so it's going to take me a while and it's going to take me some work to be able to fight with these chipmunks and grizzly bears to get up to their strength so that I can fight with them and push them off of Bunker's Hill. You can see my page already has a 3 page rank, so I've got the very first one beat there, but I need more pages and I need more backlinks, and you can see I need to do some other work out here so I can see what I actually need to do in order to get my position on Bunker's Hill. Now, we've gone through all this myriad of facts and figures and figuring it all out. I'm a believer in intuition. You know, sometimes you've just got to take all the stuff that you're doing to analyze these keywords, and you've really just got to, you've got to look at your gut and say, you know, what do I think about that? Is that a keyword that's going to be good for me? Is it something I really want to fight for? And so, you know, I always think it's a good idea to step back from all your facts and figures and really look at your gut. How do you feel about that? Is that sometimes I've gone after keywords that didn't show that good a possibility from the facts and figures. And sometimes I've gone after keywords that I thought, you know, didn't look that good, but I felt good about them, and so I would go after them, or vice versa. So, you know, always look at your intuition, see how you feel about it. You know more about business, your business, hopefully, and you can just think about it. So I think you need to factor that in as well. So keywords are vitally, vitally important, and it's a lot harder to compete for them than it used to be, because the criteria has gotten a lot more difficult. When I first started in this game, years and years ago, it was easy to play King of Bunker's Hill. I could push them off really easy, and now it requires a lot more work, a lot more analysis, and a lot more patience to get those positions. But if you can get a good keyword and you can get some good traffic out, you get a good position for those keywords, it makes an incredible difference to your website, whether it be through SEO, whether it be through pay-per-click, or even if you're using those keywords in other places in social marketing or other places as well. Again, we've got other webinars in the future that are out there in our different training packages that you can look at that will give you more detail on the specific things that you can do to increase your strength and to do SEO and pay-per-click and those kinds of things.